Just after 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, June 3rd, and we normally have Campbell Corner for you just after 3 o'clock every Wednesday, featuring the East Grand Forks Public Library. Library Director Charlotte Helgeson is out of town, and that leaves us with kind of a hole here. And so what we'll do, we'll fill that gap with our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, which was supposed to be on yesterday, Tuesday, but I had to leave early, so things worked out. Our update from the Arts Council, usually on Tuesday at 3:05, on today, Wednesday, just after 3. And my guest today joins me from Crookston, Minnesota. His name is Anthony Diaz. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Ron, how are you doing?
I'm very good. When were you first involved or interested in music?
My first experience with music was at a church play. When I was about 6 years old, I got to sing in front of the whole church, and that kind of sparked a seed of yearning to perform.
Yeah. Were you nervous at all?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
church was a big inspiration for me.
All right.
A lot of the time, like we'd have traveling musicians from other parts of the country, and we had one guy who could play any instrument, and I wanted to be able to do that. It was pretty inspiring to be.
Now, you chose the guitar. What appeals to you about the guitar?
Again, the whole church thing. There was a guy at our church who played. It seemed like a really cool instrument to learn, and I kind of picked up on it really quick.
So you like the sound of the guitar?
Yeah, absolutely.
How difficult is it to learn to play a guitar?
So I've been playing since I was about probably 12 years old.
And you took lessons then, too?
No, I didn't take lessons until I was about 14, I suppose. Playing the guitar is something that, with the right teacher, can be a very pleasant experience. People will go on the internet and, you know, look at some videos, and it'll be very confusing. But there's a very systematical approach to learning the guitar.
Okay.
And if you have patience and you find a good teacher who has been through all of that learning, they can guide you in a path that will get you there quicker, and you won't have to spend hours doing research on your own.
And who was that mentor for you, Anthony?
Jeffrey Anvinson of Grand Forks. He was a teacher at UND, taught music theory there for quite a few years. He gave me private lessons as a youth. Phenomenal teacher, very passionate musician, inspirational to me, yeah.
What kind of guitar do you play?
I play electric guitar, and I also have an acoustic guitar.
What type of genre of music is played on your guitar?
Jazz, funk, fusion guitar. I love the old bebop.
Okay.
Players like Pat Martino, Wes Montgomery, a lot of those real classic bebop style guitar players who just play as many notes as possible. Those are really fun to listen to and to transcribe and learn to play. But I also love stuff like James Brown, Lettuce, Carl Denson, Grey Boy All-Stars. These are super funk fusion types of bands, Tower of Power. Big inspirations to me is that fusion of jazz and funk.
The sound of jazz quite often is laid back. Is your guitar work more intense, or do you like to go both ways, where it's a slower pace or a faster pace?
It all depends on the mood and the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I play in three different groups. So I play in a jazz group called Q del Norte. We have a drummer, a stand-up bass player, and a keyboard saxophone organ player. And when we're playing in that setting, I learned to, you know, you take it kind of easy, and I get to play a little bit lazy.
Right.
I guess I'd like to call it.
Okay.
And it's a little more open and expressive, and you can be exploratory in your improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I play in a full band, a jam band is what they would typically call it. And we play rock-infused jam-style music, and there I get to, you know, turn the distortion up and get a little wild. And that can be really in-your-face type of fun stuff.
My guest again, Anthony Diaz from Crookston, guitarist. And Anthony received a grant from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. What was that for, Anthony?
I requested money to buy recording equipment, and it's basically to record 8 songs. It's on 3 topics, basically.
Okay.
And the topics of inclusion, safe spaces for all, not for, you know, any specific person, but, you know, safe places that any human being can be a part of. For example, when you go to the library, you know, in Crookston, there's a very nice atmosphere, great place. that you feel safe, regardless of your race, sexuality, whatever it may be, religious affiliation, whatever it may be. There's this welcoming atmosphere to all people. That's the first aspect. I'll write two songs on that. And then I will write two songs on the topic of support systems and how we can find support systems to help us in our community.
Okay.
I work for Northwest Mental Health Center in Crookston, and a big part of my job is a peer recovery specialist.
Okay.
So I work in helping people with mental illness to support them. And a lot of people aren't aware of those support systems in our community, and I just want to bring that awareness to people and to help them see that if you need help, there's places to find help, and how you can also be a support system to people in the community that we live in. Because I believe that community is a big part of who we are. You know, every day we live in these communities, and we want to make them the best for all people as much as possible.
You mentioned support and expression, and I've talked to many artists over many years. It might be acting or music, drama, writing, poetry. And I hear a lot of a need for expression by you in what you do with your guitar. Is that true?
Definitely.
It's a tool,
you know,
right?
It's an improv tool. Like you can.
Right.
Some of my favorite guitar players, one in particular that I can think about is a guitarist named Derek Trucks. And he can tell you a story with his guitar. It's not necessarily something that you hear lyrically, but there's so much emotion in his playing,
right,
that when you sit and listen to it, you know, it can almost bring you to tears. It's just got such heartfelt emotion to it. A lot of the tool of that expression is in the guitar work. You know, you can definitely, you know, when you're having a bad day or even a good day, you can go to your guitar and just let it all out.
Well, I think of Eric Clapton, a great guitarist too. I love Eric's work. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to see him in 2001 with one of my good friend's moms. She brought me.
Oh, lucky.
He was a great, great show.
Yeah.
Fargo.
He does exactly what you're talking about. When he plays, you hear emotion, you hear expression, and that's great. Well, wonderful. Well, for those who are listening, Anthony, who have an interest and have not tried playing the guitar, what kind of encouragement would you give them in trying it and seeing if they have that ability to use that as an expression for themselves?
I would encourage anybody to, you know, just go and grab a guitar and see if it's something and play and be curious and just see if it's something that makes you happy when you're doing it. If you find that, you know, it's something that you're interested in and you like, you know, and you like doing this, then you'll be inspired to find a teacher or seek out somebody who has dedicated their life to it possibly and teach you, and you know, and you can get better. And if you continue to enjoy it and it makes you happy, That's a surefire way to attack something new, in my opinion.
Right.
You know,
right.
Do I like this? Is it making me happy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Check it out. I'll share something. Years and years ago, when I was, I believe, in fourth grade, I took guitar lessons, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't put enough effort into it, and I basically stopped. I got as far as Old MacDonald, Anthony.
Okay.
I mastered Old MacDonald on my guitar, and someday I wanted to even, you know, just, I'm considering going back to the guitar in my retirement just to kind of, you know, hook up on something I really enjoy. I love the sound of it. I love solos with guitar. You know, you don't have to have a lot of background when it comes to guitar work. I just love the sound of that guitar, whether it be a simple guitar or a guitar that you play. Well, even a banjo, all these string instruments that I dearly love. Well, I want to thank you, Anthony, for sharing your thoughts and time today and your connection with the Arts Council, because they do support the arts in the area in Northwest Minnesota very well. And without them, there would be a whole different story when it comes to the fine arts and culture in the area. Anything else to add, Anthony, in our conversation?
One last thing, is that... You asked me about what my grant is. And there's one last part to it. It's just really quickly. It's the last two songs are going to be about indigenous people, I guess, or multiculturalism and its value to our rural communities.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is I'm going to do a performance, one in Thief River, one in East Grand Forks, one in Crookston, and possibly one in Warren, Minnesota, towards the end of 2020.
Okay.
And we'll have a talk, and we're going to have I'm going to use the recording equipment that the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council gave me, and we'll be giving like an airing of those performances, and we'll have a talk with a really great spiritual teacher in the Crookston area named Trey Everett. And we're just going to have a dialogue about, you know, how to create great communities, great supports, and how to support the idea of multiculturalism in rural communities. So be on the lookout for those. So come out and check those out.
Okay, I know Trey listens to us. We've talked on the air before, and if he is listening, hi, Trey. All right. And just stay connected, Anthony, and let us know when that will happen and where and when, okay?
Sounds good.
Contact Kristen at the Arts Council, and she'll relay that for me, and we'll have you on.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll get you back on and talk about that. All right, Anthony. Anthony Diaz, thank you so much from Crookston. Take care. Stay healthy, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Anthony Diaz, our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1.